Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Gary Weber conference call. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the call over to Andrea Wolfering. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Gary Weber's management, Alexander Gerard, CEO, Angelika Schindler-Ohmhaus, COO, and Florian Frank, CFO, a warm welcome to this conference call for Q1 of 2021. My name is Andrea Wolfering, Head of Investor Relations. Let me start with giving you a quick overview of what we have planned for today. We'll proceed as usual. We're going to give you a quick overview presentation of Q1 of 2021, and afterwards, you will have opportunity to ask questions that you have. The presentation the management is walking you through has been published this morning on our website, and if you don't have it, you'll find it if you go to the Investor Relations segment, Publications, and then Presentations for 2021. You will find it. That's it from my side for the moment. Alexander, please go ahead.
Andrea, thank you very much. My name is Alex Gerard, and we would like to present you the result of the first quarter 2021. The key message is that our business repositioning is on track, but as you can imagine, we have some headwinds due to the corona pandemic. The most important point is that our product is improving with the quality, with the fit, and with the fashion input. This for us is very important because we are a fashion company. The e-commerce is growing very much, and we have in the first quarter, we nearly doubled our figures to 9 million euros. Our retail business is, in some countries, open, but our biggest country, which is Germany, is a very, let's say, sophisticated situation due to the fact that each region or each county and each city has a different situation, but we will come back to this later. The last order period in the wholesale has been very promising, and we are very happy that our wholesale customers really appreciated the new design inputs of our collections. In the first quarter, our sales dropped due to the pandemic, dropped to 46 million. The EBITDA, which is very positive, is only a minus of 3 million. This is for the situation in which we are at the moment, we think this is a really extraordinary good result. Our cash position is very solid, which shows of 79 million, and this allows us to be very confident for the future. In our logistics center, we signed a pre-contract with an investor, and we are looking forward to sign the end contract in the next weeks. To confirm, to sum it up, we can confirm our outlook for this fiscal year 2021, which is very important. On page five, you will see some details about our repositioning, and the overall goal is to increase the desirability of our brand, and which is the most important point, to increase, of course, as well, the value of our company in total. We invest in the product development. We see a very positive feedback from our e-commerce customers, and we are looking forward to open all stores to increase the performance of our retail stores. As well, following this, we will increase the success in the wholesale business. These are the key messages of our strategy, and now I will hand over to Angelika, and she will give us some inputs of the collections.
Thank you, Alex. Welcome from my side as well. I will give you a brief update on our last presentation. Please follow me on page six. In our major product initiatives, the product is the focus of all three brands. The key to success for us are the products that resonate with the respective target groups. Gary Weber, the classic mainstream market group, 50+ years old, and Typhoon, casual mainstream market, 55+, and Samoon, the curvy mainstream market, age independent, and the core target group is 35 to 60 years. And always we have one goal: to make the women who wear them more beautiful with a brand signature that suits them. This means that firstly, our color and style code is crucial. Secondly, the mega trends that affect our society, like health, sustainability, comfort, convenience, also find their way into our collection. Instead of old-fashioned coordinates, items are developed in relaxed materials that can be styled alone or in combination, depending on the occasion. Market insights and market research play a major role in capturing the desires of our customers. CRM data is incorporated into product development. This results in products that are rich in variations, self-similar, and reflect the modern spirit of the times, zeitgeist of the respective target groups, are enriched with statement pieces, dressed right for every moment of the day. In the Gary Weber Edition division, our expertise in the knitwear, trousers, and outerwear segments will be strengthened. It is particularly worth highlighting that we will increase the proportion of sustainable materials. Here we are working closely with Leibniz University in Hanover to use the appropriate qualities already in the design, which later can be returned or recycled within the circuit. Please follow me on page 8. On the next pages, 8 to 10, you can see our development in the product by means of pictures. Here, the development in both imagery, visual language, and styling is particularly clear, hopefully. At page 9, you see our new slogan, "We are Gary," and the next is "I am Gary." This will be our communication from autumn-winter 2021, pays into the desirability of our brand. An attitude campaign accompanies the new stylistic signature. Brands that are successful today must convey a value proposition that reinforces and picks up to the women's values. On page 10 and 11, you see also some pictures of our new collection, and you see that the target group of the baby boomers, growing by 4 million by 2025, this generation wow values combinable items, flattering colors, and loves knits and pants in different variations, as well as expressive individual items such as the skirt with some sparkling. We continue on page 13 and 14 with Typhoon brand. On page 13, you can see our development in the product, and at page 14, you see the visual language underlines our slogan, "I love to move," and the diversity of a modern brand. At the same time, the differentiated visual language also increases brand appeal here. Typhoon, casual mainstream, is the working woman, mostly with children, who wants to be well and comfortably dressed from morning to night. She values combinability, color, and sustainability. Denims and outerwear are particularly in demand, as are mesh dresses. On page 14 to 17, we continue with Samoon. "Because I'm happy" is the program here. At page 16, you can see the really impressive development of Samoon over the years. And you can see we love the curvy women. Please follow me to page 17. The body positive movement finds its collection here at collection of autumn winter 21. Together with the singer and influencer Celine Denifle, we want to build up the Samoon community. We want to turn our customers into fans. we want to develop Celine as a role model for curvy women, to express themselves more about their joy of life without paying only attention to their weight. Particularly in demand at Samoon are special pieces such as the fringe skirt and color such as the purple in the jacket, as well as our perfect fit pants. I thank you very much for your attention and pass on to Alex now.
Very impressive, Angelika. Thank you very much. So we come to page 18 about the strategic goals of our e-commerce segment. Those of you who participated already a month ago in the presentation of the year, 2020, will feel very comfortable because these are the same points as mentioned there. We increase significantly our marketing budget. We increase the quantity of merchandise. We are increasing the use of predictive technology for our CRM database. We have new systems of personalized contact to increase the conversion rate. We are adding this year some more marketplaces. We introduced the rest of the world shop, and now are available in 200 countries all over the world. And we increasing the differentiation of the brands in different marketing campaigns for Gary Weber, Typhoon, and Samoon. And we have special promotions online only campaigns and online only products, capsules, which increasing the desirability of our brand and of our online shop. And we started with factory outlets 6 months ago online as well, which is showing significantly excellent results. If you follow me on page 19, I come to the retail, to the brick and mortar stores, and this is a very sophisticated situation at the moment. And as an example, I give you some details for Germany. We have 5 stores which are regularly open without any restrictions. We have 14 stores which are opened with the corona test. We have 55 stores open with the click and meet restrictions with no test. And then we have 113 stores which are opened with the click and meet with the test, and 87 stores closed. So this is the situation from last week. And we are very confident that we will start the complete opening of the stores in the next week, latest in the beginning of July. We think that we can open all stores, and we are very confident that the incidences go down, and that the politicians will finish all restrictions for our retail. So this is this is the situation of our stores, and now we come back to the figures, and I will give over to Florian.
Thank you, Alex. Welcome everybody that morning here from Halle. I'm happy that you joined for our Q1 result presentation of Gary Weber. If you follow me on page 22, I would like to highlight that normalized EBITDA at -3 million is slightly better compared to last year due to strict cost management, which brings us to a solid cash position of 79 million at the end of March. Nevertheless, Q1 sales are massively affected by COVID-19. Starting at the top left, total sale has been 46 million compared to 83 in last year. Sales split shows retail of 12.5 million, wholesale of 24.7 million, and e-com grew to 9.1 million. Despite corona-related lockdowns, we generated only -4.9 million free cash flow, showing resilience of a newly restructured business. Pro forma EBITDA, adjusted by restructuring and retail effects, would have been positive with 2.9 million. There will be an EBITDA bridge to clarify the adjustments in this presentation. Looking at sales figures in a bit more detail on the next page, I want to highlight the development of our e-com, growing by 54% compared to last year to 9.1 million, reflecting positive strategic changes taken over the past 18 months. Q1 also reflects the lockdowns in many countries, leading to a decrease in retail and wholesale, as already seen in last year during lockdown periods. On the next page, I will give you some background of our e-com in detail. Strong growth in e-com in second lockdown in December 2020, growing by 54% compared to Q1 2020. Goal is to grow e-com sales by 20% or more yearly in the medium term. We are already increased our marketing budget, staff capacity, and merchandise stock. We will also strengthen our own online presence of Typhoon and Zemmoon. We are working on improvements of our CRM systems to increase our conversion rate. Switching to retail in detail. Here we see the like-for-like square meter performance in retail. Starting on the right side of the page, LTM previous year net sales per square meter were on average 2.1k euros versus current LTM of 1.2k euros. 2021 was severely affected by lockdowns in January, February and March. In 2020, lockdowns started in March. Target is still to improve sales square meter performance and like-for-like revenue growth to 2019 level and beyond. On the next page, I would like to give you an impression of the logic of our wholesale business. Our pre-order system in wholesale leads to visibility regarding our yearly budget performance. As of May, there's already 84% clarity regarding our yearly budget. In August, it will be 86%. 100% have to be filled up by reorders and depot business. Let's take a deep dive into the normalization on the next page. In spite of losses of turnover, initial EBITDA on the left was stabilized around 4.8 million. Main drivers have been reduced personnel expenses due to streamlining of processes as well as restructuring procedures, reduced rent costs due to rent negotiations and portfolio optimization. Normalization of the so-called IFRS 16 leads to the already presented minus 3 million as basis for the pro forma adjusted EBITDA. As you can see, COVID-related restructuring costs have been reduced to only 1.2 million. Ending up at an adjusted EBITDA of minus 1.8 million, we added the potential EBITDA of our retail businesses without lockdowns in Q1. Finally, the pro forma adjusted EBITDA would have been positive with 2.9 million euros. Cash position with 79 million euros exceeds forecast, as we can see on the next page. On the left of the page, you can find the starting balance of 85.3 million already known from our annual presentation. Despite corona-related lockdowns, only minus 4.1 million in operating cash flow, showing resilience of a newly structured business. Increase in working capital, mainly financed by state support, so-called Überbrückungshilfe 3, euros 12 million. Investments kept low due to uncertainty of COVID-19. Free cash flow improved compared to last year due to strict cost management. Cash flow from financing with minus 1.5, better as expected. Proceeds from additional loan, euro 5 million from the so-called exchange offer. Repayment of liabilities relating to the right of use, euros minus 6.5 million. Ending up at a solid 79 million current cash position. Current cash position is around 66 million, influenced by payments of insolvency quotas, etc. Let's have a look at the capital structure in detail on the next page. For those who joined us in the annual meeting, they already know this overview. On the left page, you will find a detailed net debt analysis, starting with the already known 79 million cash from our cash flow statement. Deducting our debt leads us to 68.3 million net debt. Debt structure includes senior debt, which is our RCF, 17.5 million, and our principal term loan, 34.3 million, including now our new money facility as well as unsecured debt consisting of 33.9 million. And straight bonds, and 1.8 million convertible bonds, and further insolvency quotas of a total 25 million. Additional quotas are fully funded mainly by liquidation of Ravenna Park. As I just mentioned, in the 79 million, there is debt including, which is already funded by 22.2 million of escrow accounts, as well as of liquidation of Ravenna Park. In the end, a total of almost 49 million is funded, yes, as we can see in the second column. The remaining cash position after deducting escrow accounts is 56.8 million, as you can see in the first column and in the gray area. Debt consists of net senior debt of 51.8 million and unsecured debt of 41.8 million, which brings us to a net debt of 41.9 million. Changes compared to our annual presentation mainly belong to our new money facility. The separation of the debt in contingent and non-contingent results of the negotiation with creditors in 2020 and is linked to a ratio of net debt to EBITDA of 3. On the right of the page, you will find further clarification, a debt structure, a debt distribution profile. Please follow me to the outlook, starting with our measures to mitigate COVID-19. On the left, I would like to highlight that the main goal is to secure our business operations by implementing of health and safety measures for customers, employees, and business partners. We opened up our own test center in April 2021, introduced our permanent mobile working concept at our headquarters. On the right page, you can find our measures securing liquidity with the following highlights. In 2020, we renegotiated our debt structure with deferral of 35% of outstanding claims to 2023. Utilization of state support, short-time labor programs in Germany and European markets, including our headquarters. New credit facility, the so-called exchange over of 5 million in February, and state support, Überbrückungshilfe 3, of euro 12 million in March 2021. Ongoing negotiations with landlords to waive and save rental costs. We are still running our business under cash is king, having currently a stable cash position of around 66 million. Finally, I want to confirm our outlook for 2021, which brings me to the last page of our presentation on page 32. Net sales is still expected again between 260 and 280 million. Normalized EBITDA is expected to be negative, but with a low double-digit million amount. Refinancing and dividend payouts expected for 2023. Thank you very much, and now welcome to our Q&A session. I would like to hand over to Andrea.
Thank you very much, Florian. Jan, we would like to take questions now, so if you please explain the Q&A procedure for us.
Certainly, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. And we take our first question from Mark Josephson with Pareto Securities. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you very much. Right, can you hear me? Thank you very much.
Yes, we can hear you, Mark.
Okay, sorry. Again, congratulations. I agree with you, Alex, that actually in the circumstances, this EBITDA is a good performance. I'd like to, I know this conference is essentially about the Q1 results, but I'd like to just push you a bit with respect to what's happening now. I mean, on the Q1, sales declined 45%. That's sort of similar to Q2, the worst quarter of last year, but against, in my view, more difficult circumstances with more shops closed 9 or 10 weeks or so. Now, you've highlighted the take-up by online, and again, 50% is good. And I think that customers are getting more accustomed to lockdown now. But can you provide some sort of color on what is happening since the 8th of March? I mean, there was this comment I think from Alex regarding the number of shops that can only do click and meet, etc. But what is actually happening in terms of sales since some shops have been allowed to open again? And a follow-on from that, is there a big variation between domestic customers and customers in other countries in terms of reluctance to frequent shops again, or is there maybe a greater eagerness for customers to get back in some markets compared to others?
So taking your questions, I think it's a question more how is current trading performing. So as you are aware, we don't talk in detail about figures, but I can give you a short overview, and maybe Alex could join or could add something. As you can imagine, Germany, or as we presented, Germany is facing the hardest lockdown and the most restrictions. So there we only had click and meet. We are very positive that we could open up our stores fully at July, but indeed there will be further restrictions in place. There is a relief, or it's easier, so to speak, and there is a relief in other countries. There is far more open in foreign countries, and there I would like to highlight especially Russia, which is performing very well currently. So that's what I can say from the financial side. Would you like to add something?
As soon as we are allowed to open, we see a very positive opinion from our customers, and so we increase our KPIs, and this makes us very confident for the future, and we are very much looking forward to opening the stores in Germany as well, and we are sure that we will continue with this positive feedback. As we told you, we nearly doubled our e-commerce turnover in the first quarter, and this shows that the product is very much appreciated by our customers. And of course, we tuned or we modified our assortment due to more casual casual content of our collections, and this we see is very much perceived by our customers. If we take, for example, Austria, and which is, as you know, which is very near to Germany, and we see there a very positive impact as well now, because Austria has very negative incidences of the coronavirus, but the politicians did not close the stores, and there we profit very much from the big spending of our consumers. So we are very confident step by step to achieve as well good figures in Germany too by opening step by step more stores. Does this answer your questions?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess it's too early to talk about top up orders from. I mean, there is a good chart you've given us, the profile of the order book up until May. In terms of pre-orders, it's too early for other countries, at least, to talk about top-up orders yet, is it?
Well, the pre-orders, including November, are in our books already, and we closed the order book for October, November 2 weeks ago, and this was very positive international-wise and not so positive Germany, because as you know, the German lockdown is much harder, and the sell-through of the summer merchandise 2021 is not so good, so many customers hold back their budgets for next year. But we see the positive feedback from outside Germany, so we see the very positive feedback on our collections, and this is for us, for the future. This is a key point that all the efforts we are doing and all the input, what is Angelika started 9 months ago, and we see already a very, very positive influence from her to increase the quality and the fashion input of our collections.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple of questions on the cost and margins of May. So in Q1 then we had, I think you said 68% or so gross profit, 600 basis points up from Q1 of last year. Maybe half of this is due to changes in inventories in the two periods, but it looks to be an underlying improvement in the gross margin. Is this just reduced markdown in the current period compared to last year, or is there a fundamental improvement in buying terms, etc.? And maybe a follow-on from that, is there an outlook that you may be able to share with us in terms of the trend in the gross margin for the rest of the year?
So first question, what's the influences of the gross margin you mentioned? The main driver is our adapted markdown policy, less markdowns, more full price. Indeed, we have overstocks, but we have a very conservative write-off policy in our accounts. That's only also one of the drivers for a better margin. And in the end, Angelika started very soon to consolidate our suppliers. That's also effect on the gross margin. So that's the three main drivers: adapted markdown policy, consolidation of suppliers, and of course, a very, very conservative write-off policy in our annual accounts.
Yes. And it largely answers, but as we hear less so in the clothing industry, but in other industries, we hear about higher freight costs and about higher raw materials. Are you seeing an improvement in the bought-in gross margin at the moment?
Well, let's say Angelika started as soon as she started improving the yarns and so the quality of our ingredients into our ingredients is a horrible word, but of the raw materials. And this we see now, so the quality improves significantly. The only problem in the gross profit we have, what is going against it, is the higher freight costs. Because the containers worldwide, the quantity of containers which are going from Europe back to Asia, unfortunately is leading to higher costs of transportation. And this compensates a little bit the improvements what we did with the qualities. So unfortunately, we would have achieved an even better result, but this fact of the higher transporting costs is unfortunately a negative impact.
And of course, for the future, there could be some pressure because nobody is expecting that there will be a relief in the near future regarding transportation costs.
Yeah, yeah, indeed, indeed. A final question from me, and then I'll pass it back to the floor, if I may, on the cash flow and the balance sheet. So we have there a cash burn of about 13 million after a very difficult quarter. With 79 million cash resources there and hopefully a better environment, that looks from the outside enough to see you through for sure. Is it realistic to hope for a sort of neutral cash burn across the rest of the year? You showed one table showing a lot of debt to be repaid in Q3, I think it was, but what's the sort of outlook with respect to the cash burn for the remainder of the year? And then finally, there was the 12 million or so state support on working capital. Does this need to be repaid by you guys, or what is the background there, please? Thank you for your answers.
Okay, so let's maybe there's a few questions. As you're aware, we don't give forward-looking statements, but current cash position is around 66 million. So including mainly payments of insolvency quotas, around 5 million, and indeed financing of losses in April and regular payments of liabilities. Further development depends indeed of our opening stores and COVID development of COVID-19. As Alex said, we are fully financed. We have a stable cash position, so we are optimistic in regards of liquidity. Regarding your questions, according the state support, 12 million. So currently it's balanced as a liability because there could be a risk at June, there's a so to speak cut off, that we have to pay something back. We are not assuming to pay anything back because we are very sure that our that the 12 million will remain in our company, and that will be the point of time where we can book or we expect 12 million earnings, so to speak. So currently, we choose the very conservative approach to balance it as 12 million liabilities, although we have the cash in hand, which had financed our, so to speak, stock-ups in hand. But we are very, very optimistic that there won't be any repayments, and we can book in our account 12 million earnings.
Extraordinary
earnings, as you could imagine.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your answers, and well done.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, please press star one to ask a question. As it seems we have no further questions at this time, I would like to turn the call back over to you for any additional or closing remarks. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this morning. If you have any further questions or if any further questions are coming up today or the next couple of days, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you for now, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.